Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. DEI continues to be a main focal point for the state legislators as they get ready for the upcoming session of 2026, as lawmakers are revisiting the issue of diversity, equity, and inclusion at Kansas colleges around the state, saying that the state education institutions are following the law with getting rid of DEI policies at their schools.
Our students who go to a public university being forced into a woke curriculum that is intended to indoctrinate them in a certain way of thinking.
I have to tell you, frankly, right now, I am feeling very, very uncomfortable. I'm not into discriminating against anyone, even though people of color were discriminated against.
That audio from KSN News. We're doing the committee hearing that happened yesterday. They were talking to states at six main universities testifying before lawmakers. As many Republican lawmakers say that while many of the schools are complying with the law, they do still have some concerns.
The Kia Season of New Traditions sales event at Midwest Kia is on, and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then, find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in with qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus, all on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Example, stock number K14927, 2025 NERO, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months, plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit to Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in 2018 or newer under 100,000 miles. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
Holiday season is right around the corner, with the official holiday season starting December 20th and going through January 1st. As according to the AAA of Kansas and the American Automobile Association, they're predicting a record high number of individuals that will be traveling across the nation and here in Kansas, at least 50 miles or more for the 13-day holiday season. As according to AAA, they say that roughly nationwide, an estimated 122.4 million Americans are set to be traveling at least 50 miles or more, surpassing the 2024 record number of 119.7. Here in the state of Kansas, AAA of Kansas also predicts a high number of people on the roads, with roughly 1.25 million Kansans that will be traveling more than 50 miles for the holiday season, up 1% year over year, with 92% of them planning to drive to their destinations. At the same time, officials say that they are expecting more than 43,000 Kansans to be flying, with another 50,000 going on cruises or traveling by train or bus. Good America Network News.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind, knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's that time of year with the cold season, and that also means it's that time of year for potential pipes to be bursting in your home, as plumbers across the state of Kansas are reminding individuals about tips on how to keep their pipes warm and not have to be called to come out and fix your leaking water.
Whenever there's a cold snap, you know, and then it warms up a little bit, and that's when people find them. You won't know it until they unthaw, and then that's when the water will... you'll have issues.
We know the plumbers stay busy that time of year. Yeah, and a lot of times it's basic fittings, some pieces of pipe.
That audio from KSNB local channel 4, where they are reminding individuals that if it is extremely cold overnight, to allow your pipes to drip with your faucet, along with trying to keep the pipe sleeves warm and even putting heaters where the pipes may be in your home. They also say you should protect your outdoor plumbing components as well with vacuum breakers and sprinkler systems. Good America Network News.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A machine shed fire at a farmstead near Liberty was reported in Gage County Monday. Barnston, Wymore, Odell, and Blue Springs fire departments responded shortly before noon, and the outbuilding was fully engulfed. A man reported inside had escaped safely and combustible contents in the building, as well as an adjacent home and another storage building on the property were threatened, but suffered limited damage as firemen remained on the scene for some 5 hours. An injury accident was reported in Washington County November 21st. David L. Vaughn of Cawker City lost control on U.S. 36 in the 2000 block after suffering a medical emergency. His vehicle left the road and struck a tree. The driver was transported to Washington County Hospital. A missing Beatrice teen was safely located Tuesday after authorities were notified of her disappearance Friday evening. Marysville High School plans a reunion of the 2021 Girls State Championship basketball team this Friday evening, as team members will be recognized during intermission of the MHS basketball games. A reception will follow. The team was the only Marysville girls team to finish undefeated with the 4A state title, led by Kendra Wecker, who remains the only player with her jersey retired at MHS after she went on to a college career in women's basketball at Kansas State University. Hanover High School winter ball formal is Saturday, with crowning during halftime of Friday night's basketball game. Saturday pictures, 7 to 8 p.m., open to the public. Queen candidates are Gillian Mingy, Allie Shale, and Trinity Schlebach. King candidates Tanner Bruna, Alec Juniman, and Elgin San. Santa will visit Greenleaf Saturday. Santa's Breakfast of a Legion. 10 a.m. Santa will arrive by fire truck. After the visit, a group of volunteers will deliver gift bags of blankets, mittens, and treats to veterans and other seniors in Greenleaf and Barnes. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce annual Christmas lighting contest will be judged Saturday evening. Residents should have lights on by 6 p.m. with Chamber Bucks prizes of $25 first place, $15 for second, and $10 third place. Christmas Wonderland in downtown Marysville is Sunday with a sing-along festival 2 until 5 p.m. Come and go through the afternoon with Christmas activities on the Kester Block Park. Guests are encouraged to wear ugly sweaters, take part in a candy cane hunt. Games will be featured on Elm Street, which will be closed to traffic between 9th and 10th Street. Santa will be at his house Sunday from noon to 2 at the Christmas Wonderland. For information, go online to onemarysville.com. Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover, will host a live nativity and Christmas celebration Sunday, beginning at 5, with a soup supper in school basement, 5 until 7:30 p.m. Your news on your time. Local news three times daily at 7:10, 12:10, and 5:10, Monday through Fridays on KNDY, KNDYradio.com, always available on our free mobile app as well. Joyce Stryker, age 85, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, from St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Joyce Stryker. Willa I. Erickson, age 96, of Oldsburg, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Summerfield Cemetery. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley, in charge of arrangements for Willa Erickson. James A. Scott, age 82, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at First Lutheran Church, Summerfield. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 7 p.m. at the church in Summerfield. Christy Anders Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for James Scott. Mary M. Holly, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. from Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Monday, 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Holly. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham salad sandwich, tomato soup, celery with carrots, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, baby bakers, vegetable blend, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A high wind warning is currently in effect until early this evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 30 and gusting as high as 60. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Westerly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine as we head into Friday. Warmer again with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then staying partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and staying mostly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And staying mostly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 41, record high in this date 69. The average low 19 and the record low 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:05. It's 41 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 18th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The injury bug keeps me in sideline. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Anthony Edwards still dealing with soreness in his right foot, sitting out a third straight game last night. Ultimately, it's a six-point loss for the Wolves at home. Grizzlies win 116-110. Minnesota now 4-3 without Edwards on the court this season. In Chicago, Bulls 127-111 win over the Cavaliers, the 16-point win, largest of the season. Josh Giddey with triple-double number 6 on the season. Knicks are back in action tonight against the Pacers, first action since winning the NBA Cup Tuesday. Unlike the Lakers and Bucks in the first 2 years of the tournament, Knicks are not planning to raise a championship banner at Madison Square Garden. College hoops, Vanderbilt stays unbeaten, 11-0 with a 77-70 overtime win over Memphis. Braden Huff hits his first 13 shots, scores a career-high 37. Gonzaga beats Campbell by 28. Alabama 104-93 over South Florida. And Florida beats St. Francis by 41, which was enough for the Gators to get their 7'9" freshman into the game.
Jump pass to Ingram, into Ryu, down the line, and he dunked it with two hands. On a die cut, Ryu's got his first field goal and a dunk. And this place is going nuts.
Sean Kelly on Learfield, Oliver Ryu, Guinness Book record holder for tallest teenager, scores his first collegiate bucket. College football, Delaware and Old Dominion get bowl wins. Ohio University fires coach Brian Smith for cause for, quote, engaging in serious professional misconduct. NFL Dolphins are benching Tua Tagovailoa. He'll be third string this week. Bears with an open letter to fans last night saying they'll explore sites outside of Chicago for a new stadium, even outside of Cook County, even suggesting Indiana. On the ice, Hurricanes a 4-1 win over the Predators for their fifth consecutive win. Utah beats Detroit 4-1. Panthers edge the Kings 3-2. Florida has won 6 of its last 7.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, she knows the only thing more important than having the right safety gear is having it there when you need it.
That's why she partners with Grainger for auto reordering, so her team members can count on her to have cut-resistant gloves on hand, and each shift can run safely and efficiently. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This week at the Astro 3 Theater, we have three brand new movies for Christmas. Angel Studios' new movie, David, rated PG, plays every day at 2 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. Avatar, Fire and Ash, rated PG-13, plays every day at 2 and 7. And the SpongeBob movie, Search for SquarePants, rated PG, plays every day at 2, 7, and 9. We don't have any evening shows on December 24th and no afternoon shows on December 25th. The Astro 3 Theater in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, anticipation for this morning's release of the November Consumer Price Index report, a major inflation metric and the first CPI report since the end of the government shutdown. There were no data released for October. During his address to the nation last night, President Trump teasing an upcoming housing reform plan that he says will be announced next year. In the past, Trump has floated the idea of 50-year mortgages. And Trump saying he'll soon announce Jerome Powell's replacement as Federal Reserve Chairman, saying it'll be someone who believes in lower interest rates. Warner Brothers Discovery is pushing back on a hostile takeover bid from Paramount Skydance, telling its shareholders to reject it. The board of directors writes in a new letter that Paramount's offer imposes significant risks, questioning the funding source from the family of David and Larry Ellison. The Warner board telling shareholders that the Netflix offer is backed by a company worth more than $400 billion. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the fourth day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. And it was a little bit more promising as some more green numbers started to pop up midway through the trade day. Over in the grains market, after starting the day off mostly in the red, some of those numbers crept back up into the green to finish up mixed across the board. For the seeds market, they were mixed to mostly lower throughout much of the day, but some of those numbers started to creep back up into the green as well to also finish up mixed across the board. And for the livestock, they were mixed across the board for much of the day, but then ultimately fell all in the red. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, March corn up 4 cents at 440 and a half, May up 3 1/4 at 447 and 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March up 2 3/4 at 507 and 3/4. May also up 2 3/4 at 520 and a quarter. In the oats market, March oats up 9 1/2 at 286 and 3/4. May up 8 3/4 at 294 and a half. In the bean market, January beans down 4 1/2 at 1058 and a quarter. March down 3 cents at 1068 and 3/4. Soybean meal for January down 420 at 298.20. March down 410 at 302 even. Soybean oil for January in the green up 16 cents at 48.52. March up 14 cents at 49.05. In the canola market, January canola down $1.40 at $5.96.70, March down $2.80 at $6.08.50. In the cotton market, March cotton up 33 cents at $63.43, May up 27 cents at $64.53. And for the energies, crude oil for January up 83 cents at $56.10, February also up 83 cents at $55.96. Unleaded gas for January up a penny at $1.69, February also up a penny at $1.70. Heating oil for January up 2 cents at $2.15, and natural gas for January up 19 cents at 407.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Recent weather conditions have increased the risk of fires across the state in the future. Assistant Fire Management Officer of Operations Rodney Redinger shares what we could see due to the precipitation.
We've had a lot of rain, and it's been a real timely rain, which is a blessing, right? We've had years of drought, but that timely rain from a fire perspective has also led to a lot of growth. And so we have had a significant increase in fuel loading. So the amount of grass and brush that's out there is more than we've seen in recent history. It could potentially be a challenge. And the other thing that leads to, I know folks that have been bean harvest, for example, has been delayed because of all the mud and stuff. And our fire departments are going to face that same thing if a fire starts when they take their fire trucks off road to go fight a wildland fire, that potentially, you know, getting stuck just in some of the areas where normally we've been able to drive along and put the fire out. we may not be able to this year just because of how saturated the soil is.
He details the importance of maintaining your yard to prevent fire.
The leaves are starting to fall off the trees and everything, and so stuff that maybe we did some yard work a month ago, now that's changed because the leaves have fallen off the trees, and that's what gets in the gutters. Sometimes when the wind blows, like it tends to in Kansas, it'll shove those leaves up against your house or something like that. So just doing some yard work with, like, cleaning up the leaves and getting those away from your house and stuff. A lot of times it doesn't have to be some major project to protect your property or whatever. It can simply just be some yard work with raking leaves and maybe doing that final cutting with your grass or whatever to get it, instead of being 6 inches tall, now it's 2 inches tall, and that can make a lot of difference.
Redinger describes how fire can climb trees and how quickly it can spread.
If the winds are really blowing 50 miles an hour, then it seems like a lot of times the flames, instead of standing straight up, are being blown over, and so they don't maybe go from tree to tree. But if you're in that like 20 to 30 mile an hour range where the flames are standing more a little straight up, then you'll see the fire climb the trees and burn the trees a little better. Obviously, if the flames are laying over, they're just going to burn across the road, right? The flame from one side will go to the other side. And on the ones where the trees are a little more, I don't know, dense next to the road, then that'll throw embers across the road, and those embers will cause what we call spot fires, and that's how it'll jump a road that way.
That was Assistant Fire Management Officer of Operations Rodney Redinger discussing how fires can spread. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, 10 a.m. start. Over 1,800 head of early consignments for today's sale. It will be the last sale of the year. 30 black steers and heifers weighing in at 4 to 6, with 40 weighing in at 4 to 6. 8 black and Charley heifers, 425 to 450. 70 black and Charley steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 650. 60 black and red steers and heifers, 450 to 550. 11 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 550. 40 weighing 4.5 to 650. 40 weighing in at 4.5 to 7. 10 Charley cross steers and heifers at 5 to 550. 45 Charley black steers and heifers, 500 to 625 pounds. 54 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7. Another lot of 15 at 5 to 7. 25 weighing in at 5 to 750. 30 red steers and heifers, 550 to 650. 65 black steers and heifers, 550 to 750. 15 black heifers weighing 6 to 650. 45 black steers, 6 to 700 pounds. 28 black Charley steers and heifers, 6 to 700 pounds. 25 black steers weighing 6 to 7. 40 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 20 black steers, 6 to 7. 45 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 750. 56 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 800 pounds. 35 black steers, 650 to 8. 150 Charley Red Angus steers and heifers weighing 650 to 850. 210 black steers and heifers, 650 to 850. 68 black and red steers, 675 to 8. 17 black Charley steers and heifers weighing 7 to 8 and a quarter. 65 black Angus steers, 7 to 9. 65 black steers, 8 to 8 and a quarter. 30 crossbred steers and heifers weighing 8 to 850. 14 Charley steers, 8.5 to 9. 65 black steers, 8.5 to 9. 65 mixed heifers, 8.5 to 950. 16 black heifers in at 900 pounds. 60 black steers weighing 9 to 9 and a quarter. Another 60 at 9 to 950. 60 black steers, 9 to 950. 40 black baldy steers, 950 to 1,000 pounds, and one fat steer weighs in at 1,300 pounds. Those early consignments for a 10 a.m. sale today, last sale of the year at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Your tongue is one of the most important muscles in your body. Does exercising it make a lick of sense? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 18th, the 352nd day of the year. Baseball legend Ty Cobb and actress Betty Grable were both born on this day. You may know of elderly people who develop swallowing problems later in life. Most of the time, that's due to a loss of strength in the tongue muscles, which are used to push food toward the esophagus. But it turns out, there are things you can do to maintain tongue strength and prevent those issues down the road. Those who specialize in tongue health say simple exercises like pushing against your cheek or a tongue depressor can give those muscles a good workout. And general fitness routines, which improve respiration, also seem to provide benefits to tongue health. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, a balmy 41 degrees. That would be a seasonal high this time of year. Oh, we dropped off to 37. Must be a wind shift, and we're looking for gusty winds along the way at times today. Be advised, especially if you're traveling west. Highs around 50 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's our extended outlook for the weekend ahead.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. More changes happening with the Kansas State Wildcat football season now that the season is officially over this year. After K-State wide receiver Jace Brown has announced this week that he is reportedly leaving the city of Manhattan and planning to enter the transfer portal. KSNT News reports that Brown is entering the portal following his junior season with the Wildcats after finishing the year with 712 receiving yards, going along with five touchdowns and even missing three games due to an injury. In total, he had seven carries for 116 yards and a touchdown overall, and was named All Big 12 third team, where he had one season of eligibility remaining as he did not take a redshirt year. He did help the Wildcats finish off their season overall with an even record, with a 6-6 overall record, 5-4 in conference play for the Big 12, matching the Iowa State Cyclones for Big 12 play. With new players and a new coach and new leadership teams across the board, Kansas State says they're excited for the upcoming 2026 football season.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY each evening following sports at around 5:20. With Monday's Spotlight, Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Centralian Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Tune in for the Coach's Corner. Plus live coverage of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And area games live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.